Hi, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of KVPI Let's Talk About It, a public affairs program of KVPI News. We're very pleased to have with us as our special guest at Mike's side, Father Jason Vidrine. And Father Jason, former pastor right here in Ville Platte at Sacred Heart. And Father, the name of you are the pastor at which church again in Crowley?
Immaculate Heart of Mary in
Immaculate
South Crowley.
Immaculate Heart of Mary. Well, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Father. But you're here for a specific reason, for actually two things, to promote your new book and also to promote the fact that your annual Vidrine family reunion is coming up.
Yes, Mark, it's a great joy to be here and to visit with you.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk maybe a little bit about the reunion first. Yes. And then go into the book. So the annual Vidrine family reunion will be on Saturday, September 28th at the Ville Platte Civic Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's in 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
And it's a great reunion for all who descend from Jean-Baptiste Sapez of Vidrine and Elizabeth de Montchauveau, all Vidrines in Louisiana, and we have a great time.
So all the Vidrines that you've been able to find out, they all came from one ancestor.
That's correct. That's correct. Jean-Baptiste Sapez of Vidrine was the one who came.
Yep. In what year was that?
He arrived in Louisiana Territory, which at that time included much more than the state of Louisiana, but arrived in New Orleans on May 8th, 1743.
And you've been able to actually pinpoint the date.
Oh, definitely. We know the ship that he came on.
Wow.
And he arrived actually with the new governor of Louisiana, Governor Vaudre, who succeeded Bienville, the first governor.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the cadet agalette in the French Marines, a junior officer, and you see his name on the ship's list and on arriving in New Orleans.
Unbelievable. That is great. So how many years have you been, has the reunion been going on?
This is the, this will be the fifth year, the fifth anniversary of it. We've had several before, and it gains, I think, people every year because a lot of people always say, I didn't know about it or I didn't hear about it, you know.
And how many, roughly speaking, Father, how many people showed up last year?
Last year was a special year, I think. It was the 275th anniversary of Jean-Baptiste Sapez de Vidrine's arrival, right, in 1743. And so we had a great celebration of that, and there were probably about 300 people.
Wow, that's incredible. That is good. So anyone that has any kind of family relationship or connection to the Vidrine family are all invited?
They're all invited, and sometimes people who live away, who descend from the family, call their cousins here, and they make it a get-together there, right? And we've actually had a few people who hadn't seen their cousins maybe in 20, 30, 40 years who did see them at the reunion, you know.
Great.
Who made it a point to come. So,
how far away do you attract people? How many?
Well,
what's the furthest away some of the visitors that have come by?
Last year, the furthest away received a basket from Mayor Jennifer Vidrine, right, and from the city, and that was Frederic de Vidrine from France. Frederic de Vidrine. But we have folks come from California, Warren Vidrine, Druitt's son, and Jackie's son, and also people from Texas. We had people from Illinois, from I think Florida and North Carolina. So they come from throughout the country. But this year, I think Frederic de Vidrine will be back again. So he'll be representing from France.
And what goes on at your reunion? Just give us a little background of what
it's really a great time to visit, to meet people. A lot of people are interested and don't know a whole lot. So it's a great learning time for some people. There's going to be a talk at 11 a.m. by me briefly about Elizabeth de Montchauveau, the matriarch of the Vidrine family, who Jean-Baptiste Sapez de Vidrine married when he came.
And she was from?
Illinois, Kaskaskia, Illinois, which was a French territory at the time. And so we're going to focus on her. And it's also a time to eat some great gumbo. Brian Vidrine, the police juror, and my brother Jamie Vidrine, John Travis Vidrine, Philippe's son, all cook a delicious gumbo, and it's just a great time kind of to be together, maybe meet new people who are, in fact, your relatives, but they are new people. And people have a hard time wanting sometimes to go to a reunion because they say they don't know anybody, right? And that's common. That's okay. You can learn through the various things that we have, the tree of the family displays and things, how maybe you fit into the branches, right? How you fit into the tree.
And I'm sure a lot of the people will be more than happy to share their family charts or to kind of connect everybody together.
They do, and they share photos that members of that family extended, right, had never seen before, maybe
wow.
their third great grandfather or, you know. There's also usually some music. We have some descendants of the Vidrine family who come and play music. Randy Vidrine Frisson has come, who's originally from Ville Platte, but is in Lafayette now.
Uh-huh.
Zachary Fuselet, who's from Scott, but his great-grandmother was a Vidrine. He's a young man who plays the Cajun music very well. He usually comes and plays. This year we have Betty Vidrine, who's married to Emile Vidrine in Lafayette, but Emile is from Ville Platte, but she plays a very beautiful harp. So she'll be playing some music.
Really?
On the
mouth harp.
Betty Vidrine.
Fantastic. So if anyone would like more information, Father, is there a Facebook page or a website they could go to get all the details?
Great. There is a website for those who are not on Facebook. It's called VidrineFamily.com, altogether, VidrineFamily.com. You'll find information there. We also have a Facebook website, La Famille de Vidrine. You'll see it on Facebook, and there's an event that's been created to pass on to others on Facebook who are not in the group. So you can find the information both on the World Wide Web, Internet, and on Facebook.
Father, where are you originally from?
Je viens de la Ville Platte, droit ici, entre la Ville Platte et Bayou Chico.
Okay, between Ville Platte and Chico.
So I was raised down the Old Park Road, the only way you should be able to get to Chico Park, right? The Old Park Road, which is about 6 miles north of Highway 10 in Ville Platte, going north on 167. And I went to school half time in Ville Platte and some time in Chico, so I went to both schools. Grew up here in Ville Platte and right outside of Ville Platte in Evangeline Parish.
At what point in your life did you start wanting to learn more about your family tree?
Yeah, I think all of us, in a sense, want to know where we come from, right?
Yes.
Who are we? And that's a question that leads people to search. And I grew up hearing stories about the family, hearing stories about my great-grandfather and second great-grandfather that I didn't know because they died before I was born, but my grandfather would talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really until I moved away from the area, lived in Europe for a while, studied theology in Rome, that I took a greater interest in wanting to learn and had the opportunity while there to visit the places where we came from. So I had read Jackie Vidrine's book, Vidrine, Our Vidrine Ancestors in France, before going in high school, and I had the opportunity really to go there. So that really sparked the interest to know and to learn and to research who are we, right? And what is our family history and what have we offered, in a sense, to the life we live?
Any nobility in the Vidrine family?
That's a great question. You read some of the articles in newspapers and the books that were produced in the 70s, and they would often say the family with quote-unquote blue blood, right, in Evangeline Parish was the Vidrine family. Actually, what Jackie was able to find out through her research was the Vidrine family in France were nobility, but a different kind of nobility. So they were the nobility of belonging to the judgeship, and it was passed down through generations, right? So in other words, they were not proclaimed nobility by the king, which one had to receive, right, to be nobility, but it was called la noblesse de robe. So they were nobility by the very fact that they had inherited an office in the judgeship of towns, right, and that passed down. So Jean-Baptiste Lepez de Vidrine, who came from France to Louisiana, was the son of Jean-Baptiste de Vidrine, who was a lawyer in the court, and his grandfather was judge of Saint-Livrade, and his great-grandfather was judge of Saint-Livrade. So it was a noblesse de robe, right? They were not noble in the sense that...
Did you all have a coat of arms?
There was a coat of arms. Unfortunately, it was lost over time. One of the stories is there was a dispute about property in the family, and someone got angry and threw everything in the fire, right? We don't know how true that is. I'm still trying to uncover if that is exactly true. The Vidrine family that remains in San Livrado, or at least near it in Agen, has their coat of arms still.
Oh.
So Jackie was trying to figure out if that was the one. There are some studies to see if there was another one. But, unfortunately, the coat of arms was lost. And a lot of the history of the family was lost over the, however it was lost, right? It just, you had some legends that cropped up, right? There was a duel, they said, that brought a Vidrine here. But actually, Jackie realized or saw through research that was not the case, right?
How far back have you traced it? What's the oldest Vidrine, direct line member of your family?
Yeah, so we've been able to go back all the way to the 16th century. So,
wow, so back in the 1500s.
Yeah, 1599 was the baptism of François de Vidrine, who was the son of Jehan de Vidrine, in Saint-Livrad. So 1599, we have his baptism record and his death record, his marriage record. That's the furthest we've been able to go.
That's incredible. And when you've actually traveled to your hometown, the town of your ancestors, are there Vidrine still living there?
Unfortunately, there are not direct members of our family still living there, right? But there are Vidrines. And this is what Jackie, I think, insisted on, and so do the Vidrines there. They lived about 10 miles from Saint-Livrad in Montflanquin, right? So that would be like from here to Vidrine, Chico, Grand Prairie. And they say, and Jackie was able to concur, right? There's no way that they were both in the same location and not related, right? Didn't have a common background. So we're still trying to figure out exactly that common background, but there were Vidrines living there near Saint-Livrad, and then one in Bordeaux, who's the brother of Philippe. It's Honi. So the Vidrine family is only from that area, right? It's known in France as being from the Bordeaux region. So there's got to be a common ancestry. But our direct branch, unfortunately, died out, if you will, right? Jean-Baptiste came here to Louisiana and established the Vidrine family here, but right after,
So they were not members of his family, like siblings that stayed behind?
They did stay behind. He had a brother who stayed behind and established a family, Pierre de Vidrine,
uh-huh.
And he had two brothers who became monks, priests,
oh.
François de Vidrine and Guillaume de Vidrine, William.
Uh-huh.
So his one brother, Pierre de Vidrine, had like six children, among them maybe three sons. And by the time they grew up as adults, the French Revolution happened, right? And so all the property that they had was either sold or they lost. The Chateau d'Oisy Vidrine that the family had in France remained the only possession until about 1815. And then it too was sold. And the young one who had inherited, Henri de Vidrine, came to Louisiana to New Iberia and married a girl from New Iberia. So there are those, or that branch of the Vidrine family in New Iberia, who still spell the name V-E-D-R-I-N-E-S.
With an E instead of the I.
That's right. And with an S instead of just ending in E. So they are of the same family, but not of the branch of Jean-Baptiste directly. They're from his brother Pierre.
What's the significance, and why did you choose this particular picture of the old home place on the cover of your book?
Yeah, I think that the reason why we went with that was it kind of shows, the name of the book is La Famille de Vidrine, it's 275 years. So since Jean-Baptiste Pays de Vidrine arrived until now. So we wanted to get a sense of just the Louisiana branch, right? And I think the photo of the old home really kind of shows the life of most Vidrines in Louisiana, right? You had that old, many call it Acadian or Creole-style home.
Yes.
And a long front porch and a garçonnière going up to the second floor of stairs. So it kind of evokes the life of the most Vidrines who were farmers, right, who did their best to support their big families and enjoy life, right?
through your research and through your contacts with people that have come to your reunions, are there members of your family that have excelled in, let's say, in the professional life, in sports? Just give us some examples through the years of Vidrines that have done well.
Well, you can imagine really every branch, if you will, the professional life, and Vidrines have occupied them, right? Jean-Baptiste Pérez Vidrine arrived in Louisiana as a French Marine, and he retired from the French Marines and became a farmer, like many people did at the time, farming cattle and farming probably potatoes.
And his home place was where?
It was at the Opelousas Post, so Washington, about 4 miles west of the town of Washington now. And then his two sons, Pierre Vidrine and Etienne Vidrine, both came here to Ville Platte, both moved west. Mm-hmm. And they, too, amassed lots of land and became big farmers. So Pierre's line had lots of wealth, and Etienne's line did as well. But from their sons, right, so the grandchildren of Jean-Baptiste Pérez Vidrine who came, you started to have people serving. Of course, they served in the War of 1812. They served in the Civil War. Many became.
But they left the farming.
And became educated, if you will.
Were there any businessmen or that owned stores or anything like that?
Oh, most definitely. There were some stores in the different communities. One of them in Ville Platte was Rene Cheap Store Vidrine, right? He had that big store that had almost everything you wanted, right?
Including the bathtubs.
Including bathtubs, bananas, mattresses, right?
Yes.
You had politicians or people who participated in the public life, right? You had Dr. Jules Vidrine, the one that the community of Vidrine is named after, who became a great promoter of public schools in Evangeline Parish and fought with Paulin Fontenot to make Evangeline Parish, to separate from St. Andrew Parish. And he became the first president of the school board and served for many years of the education in Louisiana. His brother, Orly, served in the Civil War and then became a big landowner around Vidrine, too, around what was there. You had Sheriff, who was Vidrine, right? You had
Ramson
Vidrine. You had doctors who were Vidrines. Dr. Arthur Vidrine was a good friend of famous governor of Louisiana, Long, and actually operated on Long after he was shot. And after that, came home to establish a medical practice across from Sacred Heart Church. But he was the founder of the School of Veterinary Medicine at LSU. In Baton Rouge, and you had one of the descendants of the girls of Jean-Baptiste Pérez Vidrine, who her grandson became actually a U.S. congressman who served in Congress representing the Opelousas area.
The community of Vidrine, you have any history or background about how that came about?
Yeah, so Ora Lee was the son of Etienne Vidrine Jr. So Etienne Vidrine was the one who came to Ville Platte from Opelousas,
right.
And then his son, Etienne Vidrine Jr., had a big farm in what is now Vidrine. Orly bought it, inherited it, and then his son, Dr. Jules, inherited that property, and the post office was in his home.
Really?
So that's how it became known as Vidrine. And he had a boarding school for teachers. He and his wife, Herodias Gilry, didn't have any children, unfortunately. They couldn't. And so he had a boarding school where lots of teachers from the area, from Lafayette, would come there to board to teach at Vidrine High School. And then so he became really a central figure in that community that became Vidrine.
That's yeah. Great. Good information. Father, how many years have you been working on this book?
So the book came about probably from research of about 15 years or so. Not that I was writing it the whole time, but just gathering information.
A lot of pictures in there, too.
A lot of photos as well. So over time, I was gathering information, trying to piece it together. And during the 275th anniversary last year, I decided to put it together in the form of some articles, right, of the different branches. And So I compiled that together with Randy Vedrine from Branch and Mardale Sibley from Opelousas, both descendants of the Vedrine family, and they offered some information on their branches of the family.
But I know we're really pressed for time, but can you share maybe one interesting story out of the entire book that you could share with us?
Let's see. The story maybe of Al San Vedrine's return from the Civil War. Mardale Sibley from Opelousas is second great grandfather. So Al San Vedrine left Grand Prairie to go serve in the Civil War, and he was captured by the federal troops, and his family thought that he was dead, right? They had mass offered in his memory and said their goodbyes to him, if you will, as many do who lose family members away.
Right.
Well, he was able to get free eventually, and he walked back from Tennessee to Louisiana. Probably hitched rides maybe in some times, but he found his way to Louisiana. So the story goes that he was walking back, and his family was celebrating a wedding reception in their yard. And they saw him coming, right, walking, and they thought it was a ghost. And he told them what he told them in his way he spoke, I guess, and they recognized him immediately, right? It's Al San Vedrine. And so he made it back home, and then he married and then became a very active member of the Opelousas community over there in Opelousas. But imagine, right, thinking you lost your son in the Civil War, and here he comes walking down the road.
That's amazing. Incredible. That's great. Where can people buy your book?
So the book is for sale. I ordered a number of copies, and I'll be selling them at the reunion on September 28th. But those who may not be able to be there can contact me, or they can buy it online. The book is published by lulupress.com. You can find it on our website, the link to it. It's also on Amazon.com, those who use Amazon.com. And we'll try to make it available locally at some of the places here so people can have access to it or want to buy it. But in the meantime, if they contact me through Facebook or on the website or go to lulupress.com or WordPress Amazon.com.
Are you planning to do a book signing, Father?
There's no real concrete plans right now, but I'd be willing to do that for anybody who wants to do that, and we can get that certainly done. I was invited to a book fair in Abbeville, but since it's local history here, I decided, you know, we might try to do something on this side rather than go over there.
Sounds great. Again, we have been talking for the last few minutes with Father Jason Vedrine, who has just compiled this wonderful history of the Vedrine family, La Famille de Vedrine, at 275 years. And Father, any closing comments that you'd like to share with our listeners on KVPI?
It's obviously thanks to Jackie Vedrine and all her foundational work that made us able to continue and do what we have done. So we're grateful for her work, and we try to do our best to preserve it and bring it forward. So hopefully those who get it can enjoy it and learn more about their family.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Father Jason. Always a pleasure. Our special guest today on KVPI, Let's Talk About It. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Mark.